This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There are hopes more aid for Palestinians will soon flow into Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel says it's taking steps to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza, including reopening a key border crossing into hard-hit northern Gaza. The UN says much of the population in northern Gaza is on the brink of starvation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced the new steps early Friday. Hours earlier, President Joe Biden had told Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the war in Gaza depends on Israel doing more to protect civilians and aid workers. Gaza officials say the Palestinian death toll has passed 33,000, with over 75,000 wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's commander of the powerful Revolutionary Guard General Hossein Salami on Friday vowed retaliation for the airstrike widely attributed to Israel that destroyed Iran's consulate in the Syrian capital that killed seven of the Guard's members. This came after thousands marched chanting death to Israel and death to America during the funeral procession of the killed officers in the Capitol. Rescuers airlifted survivors trapped in a mountainous area of Taiwan on Friday, 2 days after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake rocked the island and left 12 people dead. Footage provided by Taiwan's National Fire Agency showed a rescue team working to evacuate people as aftershocks hit. Search party members found more bodies after the quake struck the sparsely populated, largely rural eastern county of Hualien on Wednesday, stranding hundreds in a national park as boulders barreled down mountains, cutting off roads. This is VOA News. NATO members pledge to boost Ukraine's air defenses against Russian attacks as the alliance marked its 75th anniversary Thursday following a 2-day summit of foreign ministers in Brussels, Henry Ridgewell reports.
NATO foreign ministers marked the 75th anniversary of the alliance's foundation Thursday, but the birthday celebrations were muted. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg gave a sobering assessment as the alliance meeting closed Thursday.
The situation on the battlefield remains serious. Ukraine needs more air defenses, more ammunition, and more aid.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, appealed to NATO allies to give that aid and made a specific request for American-made Patriot air defense missiles. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Authorities say a nighttime Russian attack using Iranian-designed drones has killed 4 people and wounded 12 in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. The Kremlin's forces in recent months have stepped up their aerial barrages of Ukraine, hitting urban areas and the power grid. The approximately 1,000-kilometer front line is largely deadlocked, but Kyiv officials say they expect a large-scale Russian offensive in the summer. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says China is producing too much of everything and the world can't absorb it all. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
Janet Yellen is in China with a tough message for her hosts. Yellen arrived in Guangzhou on Thursday for days of meetings with top economic officials.
China's industrial overcapacity, which the United States and other countries are concerned can cause global spillovers.
China has unleashed a flood of cheap goods onto global markets. That has prices for many goods tumbling, putting pressure on producers in other countries. Yellen identified electric vehicles and solar panels as among areas of concern. Now she wants to convince China that curbing the excess would be in its own interest.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to get a first-hand look at efforts to clear away the hulking remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland. Cranes, ships, and diving crews are working to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes and eventually prepare for a new bridge. Biden plans to visit Friday, the site of a tragedy that killed 6 bridge workers, as the government has provided quick release funds to start recovery. I'm Joe Ramsey.